This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm very excited for my next guest. He was on my show back in January, and this company just keeps on growing and finding new ways to reinvent themselves. We're talking no other than BioLargo Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. And with us today is the chairman and president and CEO of the company, Mr. Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Everett, it's so good to be here. And we need to get some information out. There's so much going on at BioLargo. We need to make sure everybody knows.
Well, let's do that. Tell us about your older and your VOC sales and the rollout and how's it going. And I saw an article about Cooperdyne Cleaning finding traction in the cannabis industry. This can't be true, can it?
I know. Isn't that great? It's just amazing. It's just amazing. Now, who would have ever predicted, right?
Right.
So we started that company about in the May of 2016, right? So we first launched these products. It's liquid chemistry. And, you know, there's a whole series of discoveries. It's environmentally sensitive. It's a non-pesticide. It's non-staining. It's non-corrosive. It's just this really great product, okay? And what it does is oxidize odorous compounds and VOCs. VOCs are gases, volatile organic compounds. Okay, so, you know, we picked the usual suspects, and we said the waste industry is number one, wastewater treatment will be number two, and so we go slug away. And, you know, to get the product seeded, we went vertical. We did everything. I mean, just, you know, every lift, every inch we had to go earn. And we said to ourselves, we're going to get the largest companies in the industry to adopt our product, and we're going to do whatever that takes, which meant, you know, services, engineering, systems, maintenance, installation, construction. I mean, all this stuff that had to come beside the product to make it really find its way through. So in the last year, it's been dramatic. Now, we've landed the top four largest waste handling companies in the industry are now our customers, and we're getting adoption. The adoption is increasing because what happens is you get out and you earn your way. You do it day in and day out, and they realize that your product is special. And systematically, you get, you know, rolled out throughout the country, you get adoption. Well, just to give you a glimpse of what that means, one of the largest, you know, it took us 2.5 years to get under contract. And then, geez, it took, I don't know, 100 days to get the purchasing system online.
Right.
And these are just happening. You know, they're just happening. It took a long time. That's where it's painful. The good news is we're in. And I always want to remind everybody, we're replacing companies that have been servicing these businesses for 20 and 30 years.
Right.
You know, you talk about recurring revenue, right? So we have the complete answer. Well, here's what happened. You know, we're out there slugging away, winning and winning, enhancing our marketing, growing our staff, kind of growing into this opportunity. And we get a call for some participants, supply chain partners, who are supplying all sorts of materials into the cannabis industry.
Right.
Okay. And they said, you're not going to believe how good your product is for that industry. And so we say, really? And they say, oh my, your product is the only one we've seen that actually works. Now, the comparison between this industry and the waste handling industry is pretty dramatic. You know, one is a well-established, highly consolidated, lower margin corporate system, right? You know, this mainstay. Compare that to cannabis. Highly not consolidated, land grab, high margin, and a sensitivity to these issues that they just can't allow these types of issues, odors and VOCs, to interrupt their production. Okay, it's just a whole nother game. So we said to ourselves, you know, we're not experts in that space. We've got the product. We know odor. What we know is odor. We know how to make it get handled in a way that the industry didn't even know was possible. What we need to do is find the partners. And so the attack on the strategy for this is completely different. So, it, you know, an article showed up today. I hope everybody will read it. Go to our blog or go to our website. Look up our ticker. And it's a pick and axe play, right? The pick and axe play. What does that mean? Well, it means that we're not in the business. We're supplying the tools that make the business work. And so we're one step removed But we've got an answer that that industry is really desperate to see. So it is really happening fast. And we said to ourselves, what we're going to need to do is assemble sort of the Knights of the Round Table. How do we come to that industry with a complete solution of best of class so that we offer the best practices for odor and VOC for that industry? And we're doing that through partnerships. So
yeah,
we're busy.
I could imagine living next to one of those big marijuana fields, the odor that puts off, and then thinking about wanting to sell my house, and somebody comes by and says, you got a beautiful house, but the stench that's coming a half a mile or a mile away is too foul for me.
Well, it's, you know, listen, I mean, it's funny how odors are funny, right? And if you're in the industry, it smells great. It's like, oh, I love the smell. But if you're a neighbor and it's concentrated, you know, the other thing is these VOCs, volatile organic compounds, you know, they're known to be a hazardous air pollutant. They actually contribute to the production of smog in the troposphere, which is the atmosphere closest to the Earth. So these are areas of concern. And so think about it. It's a dynamically growing industry. It's not consolidated. The rules are still being written. They can't afford for their production to get interrupted. They got massive investment. And, you know, what happens is they get concentration. And so the more you concentrate, the more these gases and odors come out. And there's a bunch of examples where, you know, lawsuits and regulatory and all that, it really comes to bear. I think the industry's smart enough so that when they know there's an answer, they're going to get ahead of the curve and willing to invest a small amount of money to head off a problem that threatens their viability. That's the trick, and that's what we offer.
Well, let's talk about your medical FDA application. Last time you were on the show, you talked about maybe an acquisition plan. Where are we at on the process of that?
It's great. So, you know, I want to remind everybody on these products. I mean, you know, the market likes to call them a go or no go, right? A binary event. You either get it or you don't get it. And at some level, that's true because these products require FDA approval, and that's a bear. You got to get through it. The beauty in ours is that we're not a one-trick pony. We have multiple products. So we've got a product application in process. And a few months ago, we talked about some of the testing that they required for systemic toxicity. And so we were able to navigate that in a much more expedient way than we initially anticipated. And so our product and our testing has been submitted as a complete package. And we believe, right, that our answers to the challenges that were set forth in our process, including the data, proves our claims well and can allow the regulators to get comfortable with the fact that this product is going to be safe, not going to do any harm, and it's represented accurately in its labeling. So that is in process. Now, what does that mean? That means we could see approvals, you know, 45 days, okay? And we're not guaranteeing it at all. And I say at all because it's still the government. It's still a regulatory process that simply cannot control. So it is an unknown. I want to make sure everybody knows that. It's an unknown. But we have spent the money, paid the experts, done the work, proven the claims, and have presented what we think is a cogent, comprehensive, complete answer to the challenge. And it's not easy, but it is the real deal. Now, I want to go so far as to also say that in our journey, you know, one of the challenges we always face is people say, my goodness, it sounds too good to be true. In this application, very similar. You know, we were notified that our claims associated with our iodine complex had never been achieved before at such a low dose, you know, giving homage to its ultra sensitivity, its gentleness. Okay, and the idea of doing what we're doing with an iodine molecule that can be delivered without cytotoxic claims and yet still achieve the effective kill kinetics for managing pathogens, right? That's what it does in a chronic infected wound where the skin is very sensitive. Okay, we are making such a substantial claim that it differentiates us from all products. It is one of a kind. It stands alone. We know it to be the real deal, and we believe that we've done the work to get through that process, and so we're really hopeful and optimistic that this is the moment. Now, in addition, remember we bought the stem cell therapy technology, awesome, called SkinDisc, and I just want to point to our investors real quick. One of the things that's amazing about our company is it starts with this foundation of technology as a cornerstone, but in each of these businesses, we've discovered, of course, that you have to have building blocks. You have to have people, money, strategy, other solutions. You need to present yourself as a total solution provider. So in the wound care business, we're assembling all those things. They're happening real time. Nobody's sitting around waiting for the FDA.
My guest today is Dennis Calvert. He's the CEO and President and Chairman of BioLargo, Inc. Trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. I just want to try to get to my last two questions. Dennis, we're kind of running out of time. Last time you were on the show, we talked about your water technology. I just want to know where we're at and the advancement on that project.
Well, so great. So we've got a couple of trials confirmed, two commercial. We've got two more proposed, and we just got an invitation the other day by one of the leading engineering firms in the water industry to participate in a validation study for municipal drinking water, okay? And we always said municipal drinking water is going to be the slowest to adopt, the most difficult barrier. I mean, it's a, you know, but here's what happened. When we published our data about 60 days ago about the micropollutants claim, that's the equivalent of breaking a world record. From a technical perspective, we've proven that AOS, the Advanced Oxidation System, can do what no other technology is able to do in a cost-effective way. It's proven. It's validated. So, right? So if that's true, micropollutants, these things that are stuck in the water, then you have an opportunity to have that technology find its way into municipal drinking water all over the world. That's how big it is. Okay? And I'll guarantee it's not fast. It's a difficult challenge. It's so big. So how do you do that? Well, just like other businesses, the answer is it's a cornerstone. You lay down foundational bricks and you build on it with people and talent and partners and money and all these resources to see that technology find its way. Now, the beauty is that it's such a significant breakthrough that we think as it moves through its validation phase, it can really accelerate through the business deal making. See that money and partnerships come to bear. So it's very exciting. And we'd love to see more capital available to it. And we think that the key for that is to either bring direct financing into that business, as we've done in the medical, so that BioLargo doesn't have to fund it all, or partner through licensing and partnership, strategic partnering, to see that product, that technology and its product find its way through the channel. So it's really a big, big, big deal. And it's going to take the kind of muscle necessary. So so in the BioLargo portfolio, it's a sleeper that's going to wake up.
You know, in 2018, I feel that was your breakout year compared to 2017. What can we watch for in 2019?
Yeah, I think you're right on, by the way. We're going to have an annual report out in about 3 weeks, and we'll publish year-end financials. And what it shows is dramatic revenue growth, right? Overhead, the burn rate is decreasing in a significant way, which is awesome. We also are in the first part of this year, we stated that our revenues are continuing to climb. So we're on track to at least double. And I really believe we've got a shot, depending on how these partnerships roll out, where it could be more like 3 or 4x. Well, at those numbers, you know, we're cash flow positive all around the company. So my goal would be to manage our debt, right? Handle that carefully. Very critical, of course. Number two, get enough capital and make sure that we stay through the journey, get to positive cash flow in 2019. That would be an awesome goal. We got a good shot to do that, especially at the corporate and the Odor No More and the engineering level. Okay. And then for Clyra, how about we get that FDA done? I mean, that's really what we need to see happen. We've paid the price. We've done the work. I think 2018 was the turning point. 2019 is where we really start to see the value show up. And, you know, with some of the uncertainty, right, we've watched our market get really volatile. We understand that. What I can tell you is that the people here at this company are steady. We stay the course. And the assets are real. It starts with great technology and then execution. And what we'd like to do is have, of course, strengthen our resources to really see these technologies and products find their way to make a difference all over the world.
BioLargo has been our company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day. They are a sustainable science technology, full service environmental engineering company. You can find them on the OTCQB. Look them up. Their ticker symbol is BLGO. You've been listening to the chairman and president of the company, Mr. Dennis Calvert. Dennis, thank you for stopping by on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update of what's going on.
Awesome. I'll do it. Go BioLargo.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.